Welcome to What Can Happen Next in America. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A Texas fireball 75 miles outside of Dallas, Texas, in a little cute Czech town called West, a fertilizer plant explodes. Dozens of people wounded, dozens probably dead. This happened at 9 o'clock Eastern time, and it was like a mushroom cloud over a very famous stop called the Czech Stop, where thousands and thousands of people have gone through. Nationally, it's on the map, one of those places that you can't miss. Just kind of a little hole in the wall attached to a gas station with amazing food and kolaches and all that other sort of stuff. But the fertilizer plant, it was some kind of a fire that ignited, obviously, what was inside the plant, and it hit a five-block area, windows shattered, nursing home flattened. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. So now it's a question of putting out all the flames and looking for people, looking for maybe some survivors, and certainly looking for bodies or the people that they think are dead. But it is nightmarish. Lots of EMS crews, fire crews from other places are coming in to help those poor people in Texas. We move from Texas to where all our thoughts are on Boston, the Boston Marathon, kicking off the week in what would have been a little slice of history. Some people training for a long time to finally get there and make it to the race, and did they survive without losing a limb, because 35 people lost mostly a leg or maybe even two legs. There were two brothers who lost a leg at the race because they were there for the Boston Marathon. The two explosions, we all know that now at the finish line, it's been analyzed forwards and backwards, and look at the photos and look at the video. But now when asked, it's interesting, in a Fox overnight poll of voters, that, you know, I'm the princess of polls. It's all about looking at how these polls are and the information comes down. People were asked about how they feel about the bombings. I know you're not shocked by this, America. 58% of voters say they are angry, and that's double the number who feel worried. And the reason is because they want suspects. They want people. They want someone's head on a platter. They want some suspects in custody. Now, you couple that with, we want to know what happened. Look at the video. Don't we see this guy in the cap? Look at the guy in a hoodie and all this other stuff and analyzing it. And look at the footage from Lord and Taylor, the store right across the street, and do we see the bag and the pressure cooker was inside, and all the analysis that goes into that. But the push for the media to just be first and come up with suspects and say they have somebody in custody, they have somebody in custody, I don't get. Because as somebody who went through J school, the who, what, when, and where and why, all of that comes into play. So you're calling constantly to find if there's someone in custody, and it's easy to follow through with that. And it was reported that somebody was identified, that somebody was singled out, that somebody was in fact cuffed and in custody. Just listen to some of what was said.
There is breaking news in the Boston bomb investigation, as we are getting several reports now that a suspect is about to be arrested or has been arrested.
An arrest has been made.
Fox News is hearing from at least one federal source that a suspect has been arrested in the Boston bombings. We are also hearing from different news outlets that that person is expected to be in court shortly. Please bear with us on this, folks.
What we've been told definitively is no arrest has been made.
The suspect has been taken by U.S. Marshals to a federal courthouse.
Okay. Not only has a suspect been arrested in connection with the Boston Marathon bombings, but that this suspect is being brought to the federal courthouse.
What we've been told by several sources that there is no arrest.
We know the individual is a brown-skinned male.
The man shot as a possible suspect is a white male wearing a white baseball cap.
There has been no arrest, and in fact, a suspect has not been identified by name yet.
Because of all the misreporting, contrary to widespread reporting, there have been no arrests made in connection with the Boston Marathon attack.
It's not bad news. This is good news.
Boston Police Department jumped the gun.
There was a misunderstanding. I mean, that was said to me, not so much that we have misunderstood, but that there has been a misunderstanding.
Conflicting signals out of authorities, some way apart from the FBI, or just confusion within the media.
Well, reliable sources, and again, you know, Frances Townsend is one of our finest people. She had a federal law enforcement arrested me. I had a Boston law enforcement source saying, we got him.
Yeah, there you go. So there's a question. Do you trust the media when it's the race to be first? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. You're our leadoff man. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
You know, I remember a bombing of a U.S. ship. It was the USS Cole. That was in October 2000. Clinton was president. And Bush became president. And you know what? Nobody did anything ever about the USS Cole. Matter of fact, I believe Condoleezza Rice made the word empower very popular then because she said, we did not want to empower the terrorists. Well, what happened after that? Let me see. 2001, I believe it was 9/11, was it not?
Yeah.
We didn't do anything. So you know what? All these imams and everything, they go, hey, you see, you can attack the great Satan and Allah renders the great Satan, you know, with no powers. They won't do anything to us. So just attack them again and again and again. Well, let's go forward a little bit, and the word Benghazi pops up. Did we do anything about Benghazi?
No.
And then, of course, Boston Marathon and Benghazi, you know. And we're trying to rely on, you know, cameras and videos, you know. But we don't want to touch anything. Technology is going to help us. We don't need to know the person who sent the cell phone message. That's what the enemy wants. If I am a terrorist, okay, in charge of a terrorist organization, I will gladly give up my little bomber. You can have him. If I get to kill 20 or 30 of your people and create a huge, you know, storm of media propaganda, you know, I'm winning that. I'm winning that. You can arrest my guy and you can hang him. I already won. Now, if you attack me, if you attack Al-Qaeda bases all over the world, then I'm losing. But we are so focused on trying to deal with these things like they're criminal acts.
Right.
Like, you know,
what about the picture, overall picture, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we need to just see who is partying out there. Who is telling the people, you see how great we are? Those are the people that we need to put on the fire line and shoot.
Yeah, you know, but here's the problem with that, Tomas. Nobody wants to really do that. Nobody wants to profile. Nobody wants to look a little bit deeper for fear of retribution from their own people, which makes absolutely no sense.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do things to you, call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my friends.
Welcome back to America Tonight. By the way, I know that this is radio and we let you hear the sound of that explosion in West Texas, but you should see the actual explosion. There was a guy with his kid in the truck that had his cell phone up that filmed it. Luckily, they're probably okay, but how scary to bring your kid anywhere close to that. It looked like it was just burning, and then all of a sudden, poof, it was a major explosion. Matt Johnson, of course, the glue of the show, sent me a link to it. Matt, was that unbelievable, the way that went off?
Yeah, it was incredible because there was just a loud explosion.
Boom!
That, I mean, it was a ginormous fireball in... It was crazy, and I was telling you off-air, too, that KTVT in Dallas is reporting that it registered a 2.1 on the Richter scale.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, I would say, as far as just, you know, an explosion goes.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely crazy, where you're just seeing this fire, and then, poof, all of a sudden, just a massive explosion. Wow. And you got to feel for the people in this small little town west on the map because of this thing called the Czech Stop and the kolaches and the stuff that they sell there, and the fact that it's been printed in so many travel magazines and MTV and whoever has filmed things on it. I've probably been there since I've moved to Texas. I've probably been there 24 times. And through the little tiny town of West, cute, tiny, tiny little town. And for the most part, you got to wonder, dozens of people have been killed, hundreds of people have been injured. You know, how many people even live there with versus the people that were killed in this because of this fertilizer plant explosion? It shows you the power, and we know that, of fertilizer with ultimately some kind of a fuse, which would be the fire. And, you know, right now the death toll is 70, but it could be much, much more, they're saying, that they feel that as many as 70 people are dead. The town itself has 2,700 people, and because of the ammonia fumes after this explosion, they have evacuated everybody, and it's just off of Interstate 35. To give you kind of an idea, if you were to think in your head, you look at the Texas on a map, you look at Dallas, and then you're talking 75 miles down the road headed toward San Antonio. And so, of course, emergency crews from all over the place have been called in because, once again, they can't handle the amount of people that they have to deal with that they're trying to get to, they're trying to track down, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, just a horrific thing for the people there. Just unbelievable. I mean, absolutely unbelievable, this blast at the fertilizer plant very near Waco, outside of Dallas, Texas. Hey, coming up this hour, so many of you had thoughts on a gazillion things, but a lot of people, because of the guns and the significance of this bill that was voted down ultimately, which would have been the road to making more stringent background checks, it failed. It shocked the president. He was furious, just attacking Republicans today when he was in the Rose Garden. I mean, it was like his face was melting off. I'm not kidding you. He was so upset and was surrounded by people from, you know, Newtown, Connecticut, and others that were pushing the bill, the Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman, and her husband, Mark Kelly, the astronaut, and Joe Biden, all the people that were really out there singing the song, you know, hey, background checks, guns, we need to be responsible, all this kind of stuff, and then poof, it fails. And I honestly think this was one of the biggest blows to his administration, really believing this was in the bag. It was in the bag, and it wasn't. In fact, the quote was from the press, the opponents willfully lied. He said the gun lobby and its allies are responsible for what happened here. And it was short of the 60. You have to have 60. So when the vote went down, it's interesting. I was watching it out of the corner of my eye today when this was happening. And I just thought the way the Democrats were lining up, to be honest, that part would go through. But it didn't go through. It fell short of the 60. There was a bunch of statements made by a lot of different people, and Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly, as I mentioned, said the same thing, that the Senate ignored the will of the American people, and that senators who voted against the expanded background checks chose to obey the leaders of the corporate gun lobby instead of their constituents. Boom. And that's, you know, what that was about. And, you know, in the polls, it said that what Obama said is nothing in the polls show that there was nothing but support for this measure, period. And he said it was a shameful day for Washington, and then said, who are we here to represent? Who are we here to represent? It shows you a couple of things. One, that there is definitely power with the other side, with the NRA. They were out there combating what was being pushed out about background checks. And also the big fear that people are seeing, some of the things that are happening and the lack of control and tying things together, that we're debating, you know, we're still debating guns. That's what we're doing. We're so far away on this. I mean, we're right there with same-sex marriage, abortion, and guns. It's one of the five live wires in this country. So this wasn't really a layup because of the fear of what would possibly happen. happen, not trusting the Pandora's box that it could open up, and that how would these background checks, how would they reduce violent crime or keep kids safe in school? Now, there is a broader gun package that's still, of course, being wiggled around the Senate, that's under consideration by the Senate, and that has tougher laws on gun trafficking and straw purchases. I don't see how that goes down, and ways to improve safety in schools. Very doubtful there's any kind of a problem with this one. But the Manchin-Toomey plan would have expanded background checks to include, see, and this was part of the problem, the lack of information, lack of saying what was it all about. It would have included private sales at gun shows and all internet sales, and would continue to exempt most sales, though, because originally it wasn't going to do this, between family members and friends. And see, that would have been jammed into it, too. So once you, this is the problem. Once you stuff something in there, not explained well, not thoroughly backed up with enough statistics, and I think this was part of it, the final vote goes down 54-46 with, you know, Democrats supporting it. Not supporting it. Four Democrats from pro-gun states voted with Republicans in opposition to it. So how about that? Really a furious president. I think this is one of the most, of all the times that you've seen Obama, this is the most unhinged that I've seen him, where he really was stunned by what the vote came out to be, underestimating, I guess, and maybe others, too, what was going to happen here. A sponsor of the Republican alternative to this, by the way, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, said that it would target the gun violence problem in a way that the Democratic proposal before the Senate would not, because he offered another plan after all of these hearings and debates and whatnot on the background checks. He called for more funding to enforce the existing system. That makes sense. I mean, it does. For whatever you think of Cruz, some people put him in the category of, I can't believe he was elected, and others say, hey, this is a fresh voice out there. But this was one of the things that came out during the debate, that the existing system wasn't being utilized correctly. So what do you expect when you start to hear that over and over again and you realize the statistics are showing, hey, look, this isn't happening? So why are we heaping on something else when we're not already using the current system? Why don't we get more people out there enforcing what we have? You know, that's the thing. Coming up next, many of you had thoughts on the gun bill. That's next when we check the mailbag.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So many people emailing us. I know it's, I sound like a broken record where I go on and on, but bravo to all of you who email the show, because I'm overwhelmed by the amount of emails we get. And you know how I know that? I've said this once or twice before, because I have that little red alert thing, and it's pegging. It's pegging. And what you want to talk about, what all of you seem to want to talk about, is what happened as far as gun control. Also, the latest from the Boston Marathon. Do we know anything different? And how you feel even about immigration. So a lot of issues that are pumping out of Washington that have been heavily played out on this show on the minds of many of you. This first one from Ken in Mississippi. He says, Kate, wow, how about it? I'm not surprised. Strike one for the administration. Of course the senators rejected gun control, especially in light of some of the things that we've seen recently. What they don't understand in Washington is if the bad guys have all the guns, then how does that help all of us in these United States when we're just trying to protect our property and our family? Hoping and praying to God, by the way, that we never, ever have to discharge our weapon into anybody who's trying to break into our homes or do any harm to any of our family members. Just my two cents. All right, so I would say that absolutely there's been a fierce blowback to any kind of gun control measures, whether it was the assault weapons, which, of course, there was an assault weapon ban before that expired. Boom, that was it. And whether it's the even the background checks, the extensive background checks, which, by the way, at first I was really on board with that because I thought, okay, well, this makes sense. Who's going to disagree about background checks? But then when you scrape it around and upon further review, you find out, well, a lot of things aren't being followed now. So how about let's follow what we have regulation-wise and see where we're at? And maybe we don't need to rewrite some of what's trying to be, they're trying to rewrite in Washington, D.C. So effectively, the vote was 54-46. You got to have 60. So they didn't have 60. Supposedly, this was going to be a bipartisan proposal that would have expanded background checks on gun sales, and it didn't happen. Why? A handful of Democrats voted against it. A handful did. Senator from Arkansas, Max Baucus from Montana, Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, and several others. And this was, so this was why, part of the reason why anyway, it didn't go through. The bill would have expanded checks to cover all firearm sales at gun shows and over the internet. There was, of course, exemptions, remember, between friends and acquaintances, like you're selling the gun to your cousin, etc. That would have, wouldn't have been part of this thing. All right, here's another one. Somebody else wants to throw in on it, too. This one from John, listening to us, WVMT. Katie Kate, love you here in Vermont. I think we have heard your show from day one. Keep on bringing it, sister. I am not surprised by what happened on the Hill. I can't tell you, here in Vermont, there was cut-ins. We saw the president and, of course, sadly, some of the other people around him. I almost feel like they use the folks from Newtown, Connecticut. And, of course, my heart bleeds for all of the people who lost children. It is sick, heinous, and should never have happened. But just because of that, it doesn't mean that they have to become the poster children for bad laws. And I think that's why it was defeated. Well, see, this is the thing. You have some of these Democrats who didn't want to take the blowback, the hit from their constituents, and also, by the way, were people who owned guns and felt like there wasn't enough there as far as the background checks. At least that's some of the quick interviews that I saw with a few that voted no on it. But the president was furious. He went to the White House Rose Garden. Gabby Giffords was there. I mentioned that previously. Vice President Biden, there was family members, of course, as you're referring to, from Newtown, who were unfortunately victimized in that shooting rampage that killed the 20 kids, and he was irritated. I mean, Obama just, no holds barred, he ripped the GOP and all the groups opposed to the Manchin-Toomey Amendment, saying they willfully lied about the contents of the background check bill, and said that the vote represented a pretty shameful day for Washington. What do you say, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of course, you can hold that number, but you can also send us your thoughts via mail like so many people did. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. All right, here's some others that we got. This one from Sarah, who says, thumbs down on what happened in Washington today. Kate Delaney, I'm surprised at you. I've listened to your show, and I do enjoy it, but I don't understand why you would be against some of this legislation that they're trying to put through to help people in this country so that their children don't have to be victims of unnecessary violence. Why in the world does anybody need to have a zillion rounds of ammunition, for goodness sake? Well, first of all, the main thing is the bipartisan proposal that was put forth in the Senate, where the vote was only on that, was only on background checks. So it wasn't even about magazines or any of that stuff. That's the original one. The rest is being voted on. But that was it. I mean, this was the main thing. So here's what I would say. I would say that there's just not enough horses, one, to get it through. Two, there were other amendments that were stuck in the middle of this, and that's probably part of it. You know, the president talking about this being a lie, but it's also a lie as to how the bill actually reads. It wasn't simpatico with what was being said, at least not what I saw, unless that version was ripped up yet another time, and I'm looking at something completely different. I think the Democrats really thought that this was the sweet spot of gun control, and hey, listen, originally I thought it was too, that this was the one thing that could have probably pass, but the problem is all the things attached to what they're talking about with background checks, and also because background checks now that have failed miserably. In other words, people who got background checks and ended up being some of these nuts that were part of mass shootings and destroying people's lives. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to look at this. And, hey, I respect anyone's opinion. If you don't agree with me, I always say, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, sick of it all, looking for a third party. Have an opinion, and a lot of you have opinions. All right, let's take another one, and this has nothing to do with guns. This is about immigration. This one from Barry, who says, this is the first time I've emailed the show, Kate, but I want you to know when I'm awake, I do listen to America Tonight. Sometimes I've heard you on playback. I really do enjoy your mix of topics. You kind of have the pulse, I think, of what people want to talk about. I have to say, with immigration, as somebody who lives on a border state, I was all about open arms. Let's bring people in. Geez, people just want to make a living. Until two of my neighbors were victims of some brutal crimes, thanks to gangs who came up through the border. And ultimately, I'm starting to see more statistics that plenty of the people who end up immigrating illegally to the United States have nefarious things in mind. That doesn't make me feel good. And then I think about something I heard you say once a long time ago. It might be the first or second time I ever heard you on the air, talking about the fact that you've traveled and you've been pulled aside and questioned about a lot of different things. And if you decided you were going to stay in a country and didn't have the paperwork, you would be booted out. So I say we got to think about that. We got to think about the people waiting in line legally who have paid a fortune to lawyers trying to figure out ways to just get a taste of American freedom. And they're almost there, and then they hear about this pathway to citizenship. Sounds like a mess to me, and that it's not really, really, really thought out, not at least from my point of view. Thanks for the good work, and I'll keep listening. Well, you know, here's the thing. That immigration now, I mean, with everything that's happened with guns, it's the same thing. It depends on what's in the immigration bill. Comparisons to things that have happened before. I mean, there's been some really positive news that's come out of what's happened with the Senate bill on immigration. So, and this truly has some bipartisan support. You got to think of whose interest is it in to have something change as far as immigration. But the pages that you have to go through, trust me, I've only read a few of them, I got to be honest, because it's like War and Peace, 844 pages, 844 pages, I'm not kidding you. To go through this entire thing, you need cliff notes, and that's part of the problem. And that's why Senator Marco Rubio, a conservative member, of course, of the Senate group who's trying to win over fellow conservatives and wants to make sure that the right kind of things are in the bill. The first thing that he said was we need more time to look at it. And of course, you know, we do need to look at it. He even says that there is a provision that would give free cell phones to immigrants entering the U.S. from Mexico on a work visa. And he says it's just ludicrous and ridiculous. And that language came from a 2011 border enforcement bill. So it means that some of this bill might have been jammed together, and provisions that don't make any sense are still part of it. And so if you think about it, why would we do that? Why would we need to put that as part of what this bill is? And there's probably some other things too as well. There's also the one provision that would grant legal status to relatives of illegal immigrants, and that would allow some already deported immigrants to return to the United States. So there's some confusion here. I don't know that this is such a layup either. Thanks to everybody who emailed the show. I'll say it again. Bravo. Send your thoughts, your great recipes for Rice Krispie bars. No, I'm kidding. To AmericaTonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
In this edition of We Can Count, we can count among ourselves the amount of times we've said, finally, winter has left and it's all about spring, but not so fast. Thunderstorms, large hail, tornadoes hitting Texas to St. Louis, Missouri on Wednesday into Thursday. Heavy, heavy rains in northern Illinois. Lots of delays at the Chicago airports. Snow smashing about in Colorado. Where is spring? Where is spring? To give you an idea, and here's your numbers, inbound flights to Denver International Airport were delayed an average of 2 hours plus. That's Wednesday night. Outbound flights, about 45-minute delays. In Chicago, it was a nightmare. There were cancellations galore and long, long, long wait times. But you know what? When you go to the airport, what do you have to pack? Your patience. Nothing is a sure thing anymore when you go to fly. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's a wicked gamble. Might be weather, might be a snafu, like with American Airlines the other day, with Sabre, which was the group that handles reservations and weights of planes and all that sort of stuff that backed everything up. All right, here's your number, SB92. Know what it is? Probably don't. But what it is a Florida law. It's a bill to limit law enforcement's use of drones, and it's headed to Governor Rick Scott, who's saying, I'm going to sign it. So Florida's going to be among the first states to regulate unmanned aircraft. How about that? How about that? An unmanned drone could be used by police to stop a suspect from escaping, prevent evidence from being destroyed, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. However, the evidence collected by a drone that doesn't follow the regulations in the bill, this Florida bill, in that state would not be admissible in court, and the people who feel like they've been wrongfully spied upon could file a civil action lawsuit. So that is huge, absolutely huge. Well, we've been talking about this really since I jumped on the air, and it's sad in West Texas. People are asking for prayers because really at this point they don't even have a number on how many people are dead. They believe it's at least 100+. But because of all these things that have happened with other stories and numbers of people, they're really afraid to give it a number. Certainly, hundreds of people have been injured. There were people that had scrapes and bruises and everything else, and they could count themselves among the lucky. What happened was a large fertilizer plant, I mean large, exploded in this small town 75 miles outside of Dallas. The West mayor described it as the most devastating thing that's happened to the community. On the Richter scale, 2.1 would be the earthquake effects, and it shook that town up. I mean, shook it up. 700 or so first responders raced to West, knowing they certainly did not have enough people. Here gives you an idea of why they're kind of fishy on the actual numbers. One, because they're still sorting through all of this. It happened at 8 o'clock Central Time. Houses in a 5 to 6 block radius in the town were just destroyed, demolished. So you think 8 o'clock, and if you go by that number, what are people doing in a small town? A lot of the people in the small town were watching the tube. They were in their house. So there were homes that weren't damaged. There were people that were injured, but obviously are okay. There are people in critical condition. And let's hope there's more people that are getting help than people who are dead. Here's one thing that's scary. A nursing home is right by there. So in that nursing home, there's like 133 people in the nursing home. So it might have been evacuated, but how many people had injuries, how many people didn't make it, who knows. This is a fluid story, and I'm sure it's going to, more details are going to start to pile up, but it's absolutely not going, they're not going to have a hardcore number or know a lot of the details because so much of it is happening still into the evening, and you're talking about people in dark conditions lighting up the scene, but having to go door to door pretty much. I mean, that's what you're doing here. You'd have to be able to do that, or you would want to do that, because that's the only way to really get a count of who's missing and who's accounted for. And the good news is that there were people that definitely survived it, but there were plenty of people that were leveled because this plant just ripped through that town. I mean, ripped through the town. In fact, because of the fertilizer and the way the side of the plant looked and everything else, honest to goodness, if you were to go to your computer and look at this, I would want you to call me and tell me it's the first thing you think of. You know what the first thing that I thought of, and I guarantee so many other people did? Oklahoma City bombing. Oklahoma City bombing. I remember where I was. I remember seeing what the federal building looked like, and this is an eerie similarity to it. Not as big, the building not as big as far as height, but it looks exactly like it, which of course makes sense given the fact that we're talking about fertilizer. And it's, again, crazy. All right, so let's move on to a couple of other numbers. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, is vowing a Benghazi liaison to Congress within 24 hours because there's still lingering questions about Benghazi. Do you know that that happened in September of last year and we still don't have any clear-cut accountability, really, on this? If you think about the fatalities, sadly, people who were serving, like Ambassador Stevens, and put in this particular situation when they asked for beefed-up security and did not get it. So four Americans, as you know, were killed. And the idea is to learn more about what came before the incident and then, of course, the aftermath, because there have been no arrests in connection to the killings, no arrests. And Kerry testified that the people involved in the Benghazi issue have already testified 8 times before Congress, briefed leaders 20 times, and submitted 25,000 pages of related documents. Related documents. And they call that progress. And yet we still don't have answers. This is a big story also coming out of the state of Texas. People are now starting to realize that this happened, but a North Texas man convicted in a shooting of a teenager during a carjacking outside of a nightclub 12 years ago has been executed. 40-year-old Ronnie Threadgill received a lethal injection just a day ago in Huntsville, and it was less than 2 hours after the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, rejected a last-day appeal. Because, you know, there's always the appeal, the appeal, the appeal, but this time it did not work. It didn't work. Moving along to something else that's been talked about a lot, and of course it's what happened in Boston, and it falls into the numbers category because the FBI says that they have two images of persons of interest, they are carefully calling it, in the bombings. There are lots of images coming up. You may have already seen them, too. You have every amateur sleuth or watcher of NCIS and CSI and everything else looking at the finish line and coming up with conclusions. FBI, of course, doing the same thing, zeroing in on the materials and what could have exploded, the pressure cooker, they have that, the fragments of the ball bearings and nails in the bag and what they've been able to piece together, and let's just hope that they nail whoever did this sooner rather than later, because the amounts of amputations just was staggering. 30 plus, and there's still a couple of people in critical condition, including a 5-year-old boy. They're working on 8 reoperations due to what happened on Monday, and there's some major injuries. Wow. Very, very, very sad. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.